And staying with Vatican news, the first ambassador of East Timor to the Holy See, Justino Maria Aparicio Guterres, presented his letter of credentials to Pope Benedict XVI today. It comes a day after Nobel Prize winner José Ramos Horta was sworn in as president of the country. Lydia O'Kane reports.
East Timor has a long colonial history. After being taken over by Portugal, it was invaded and occupied by Indonesia in 1975 and declared the country's 27th province the following year. Following the 1999 UN-sponsored Act of Self-Determination, Indonesia relinquished control of the territory and East Timor became the first new sovereign state of the 21st century and the third millennium. In 2002. Alongside the Philippines, the country is one of only two predominantly Catholic nations in Asia and the only Portuguese-speaking sovereign state. The country recently held presidential elections and the new head of state, Nobel Peace Prize winner José Ramos Horta, was sworn in at the weekend. Receiving the first ambassador of East Timor to the Holy See at the Vatican for the presentation of the letter of credentials, Pope Benedict made a vehement appeal for those in authority in East Timor to do what they can to restore public order efficiently with legal means and to return its citizens to safety in daily life. He also said in his speech to Ambassador Aparicio Guterres, the election of a new president in the country showed a great maturity from the people of the nation. Pope Benedict also remembered the crisis in East Timor, saying that in those tragic days, government and opposition were especially reminders to undertake a life of dialogue and of collaboration, avoiding the temptation to abandon confrontation with political opponents. I'm Lydia O'Kane.